From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll find out more about one of those sites picked by the FAA to research and develop drones for commercial use. But first, to that fiery train derailment in Castleton, North Dakota, the town in the heart of that state's oil boom. Several cars are still burning a day after a mile-long oil train went off the tracks and set off huge explosions. Amazingly, no one was hurt. We remember that deadly derailment in a Canadian town in Quebec last summer. That train was carrying the same crude oil from North Dakota's Bakken oil patch. 47 people died in the ensuing fire there in Canada. North Dakota is the second oil-producing state in the country behind Texas. Officials there say they're increasing the amount of oil transported by train in the coming year. Some are calling for it to be moved to pipeline, but of course, there are critics there as well. Let's check in. Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney is in Castleton. Sheriff Laney, one of the biggest concerns we know, the smoke from this wreckage. What more do you know about that?
Well, so far, I think what we do know is that we've been very, very lucky. We were able to evacuate the community prior to the wind changing direction. So far, outside, we've had a few people that have mentioned they had some respiratory issues, but for the most part, we've been very lucky. We were able to clear the community, especially the major areas right around the hot zone, fairly quickly. And so I think we're gonna come out ahead on this.
Look, the images are unbelievable. The aerial shots show that it's very lucky that it was in this part of North Dakota because, it's a distance from homes, very, very rural, a lot of farmland. But that fireball, I mean, what did you think when you saw that?
Well, I'll say this, Robin. It was probably the most impressive thing that I never, ever want to see again.
Right.
It was very intense, and to see those cars going up like that. I had a deputy; she was probably 3/4 of a mile from the scene on a perimeter post, and she was in her vehicle. And when the explosion went, she could feel the heat inside of her vehicle, 3/4 of a mile away. So we got lucky in a lot of sense for all the intensity and for the concerns. Had that train been 1/2 mile east, it would have been in the city limits of Castleton, and the devastation would have been pretty big. While we're dealing with a lot, it could have been a lot worse, and we're happy where we're at.
Well, what do you think about the comments from Castleton Mayor McConnell saying it's time to have a conversation with federal lawmakers about the dangers of transporting oil by rail? Do you have the same concerns?
You know, I think at this point, that's a concern that Mayor McConnell, and to be honest with you, I'm in a situation right now where I don't really feel today or that is the point for this conversation. Anytime we can talk about safety to community and safety to citizens, I think the conversation has to be had, and all issues need to be looked at. So while that's probably not a discussion for today, I'm very, very sure that the leadership of Castleton and many small communities across the nation and their elected leaders and are going to have those conversations. And anytime we can improve safety for our communities, that's what we're here to do, and that's what we need to do.
I'm wondering, too, if you foresee in the future, in the very near future, conversations with Canada, which, of course, had the devastating derailment there. The Canadian government recently announced it would begin to designate crude oil as highly dangerous. Do you anticipate talking to our neighbors to the north who also had a devastating train fire?
I imagine at the national level, at the congressional level, and I imagine those conversations will happen and they will occur, and probably should occur. Good open discussion about anything for safety is a good conversation to have. What comes out of that and what discussions come out of that when you're balancing safety and security with our economy and the transport of things that keep our economy going, that's the discussions they're going to have.
Yeah.
For me today, that's not the forefront of my list right now. I have a community of 2,500 people that are looking to me for their safety, security, and that's my focus today. Their county sheriff is making sure that we're taking care of our people.
Well, we talked about the air. Your governor, Jack Dalrymple, said the National Guard is on alert if needed. What are your anticipated concerns?
At this point, I don't know that we're going to need the Guard support. That's one thing that I will say about the people of North Dakota. We're a hearty lot up here on the Northern Prairie, and we take care of each other. I always tell people, don't ever mistake our North Dakota nice for weakness, because we are a very strong people, and we come together and take care of each other in time of crisis. The governor has been outstanding. The support from the state has been there if we need it. We are pretty well versed with 3 years of massive flooding up in this area. we've kind of put the machine into motion here this last day, and so far we're handling everything, but it sure is nice to know that support is there, and Governor Dalrymple has always been a huge supporter of when we need help.
Yeah, that's Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney there in Castleton, North Dakota, after that extraordinary train derailment and explosion. Sheriff Laney, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us on, and thank you for keeping us in your thoughts and prayers. We really appreciate it.